Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Tuesday evening, October 14th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Powerbank, Siyun, secures 20-megawatt solar and storage project portfolio with Date. Powerbank Corporation has secured a 20-megawatt solar and storage project portfolio with the New York State Division of Military and Naval Affairs. The portfolio includes ground mount, rooftop, and parking canopy systems to support DMNA's goals. Construction is set to begin by the end of 2025, with Powerbank's U.S. subsidiary leading development efforts. Powerbank focuses on distributed and community solar projects in Canada and the USA, with a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt. This report contains forward-looking information and highlights the risks involved in such projects.
Investor news breaks. Sustain Southern California to host 16th annual energy event focused on clean energy and decarbonization. Sustain Southern California is set to host its 16th annual energy event on October 16, 2025, at the Cove at UCI Beale Applied Innovation in Irvine, California. The conference will bring together over 200 leaders, investors, and policymakers to discuss clean energy and decarbonization solutions. Key topics include renewables, hydrogen, nuclear, natural gas, and energy storage. Sustain SoCal aims to advance sustainability in the region through clean tech-driven initiatives. For more information, visit the Sustain SoCal website.
Investor news breaks. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., NASDAQ-GBX, regains full NASDAQ compliance, shares surge on strength of modular growth strategy. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., SGBX, has regained full NASDAQ compliance, including the $1 minimum bid price requirement. The company restructured its agreement with Boral, reducing potential dilution by 80%, eliminating ACE warrants, and addressing NASDAQ's public interest concerns. A subsequent reverse stock split further reduced dilution by 64%. CEO Mike McLaren emphasized the company's focus on strengthening its capital structure for sustained growth. Shares surged 86.7% to $6.03 as investors reacted to Safe and Green's improving financial position and expanding modular construction footprint. The company's eco-friendly modular approach enables faster, more sustainable delivery of housing, commercial, and healthcare infrastructure, supporting its mission to build a smarter, greener future.
Green energy breaks. Powerbank Corporation, CBOE-CN103, secures 20-megawatt solar and storage project portfolio with New York State DMNA. Powerbank Corporation, CUNN, has secured a 20-megawatt solar and storage project portfolio with the New York State Division of Military and Naval Affairs, DMNA. The portfolio includes ground mount, rooftop, and parking canopy systems to support DMNA's resiliency, climate, and cost-saving goals. Construction is set to begin by the end of 2025, with Powerbank's U.S. subsidiary, Abundant Solar Power, leading development and financing efforts. Powerbank focuses on distributed and community solar projects in Canada and the USA, selling electricity to various off-takers. For more information, visit www.powerbankcorp.com. Silvercorp Metals Inc., NOSX SVM, reiterates commitment to ESG-driven growth in 2025 Sustainability Report. Silvercorp Metals Inc., a Canadian mining company, has released its 2025 Fiscal Year Sustainability Report, emphasizing progress in governance, environmental, and social priorities. The company's El Domo project in Ecuador aims to bring long-term benefits to the country through job creation, tax revenue, and local development opportunities. Silvercorp is utilizing technology like X-ray transmission, ore sorting, and solar panel installations to enhance operational efficiency. In the last quarter, the company generated $81.3 million in revenue from silver, gold, lead, and zinc sales. Additionally, Silvercorp donated $1.32 million in FY25 to education, infrastructure, and community projects, while maintaining a 66% local hiring rate. The mining industry plays a crucial role in meeting global resource needs, but efforts towards sustainability are essential to balance profitability with environmental responsibility. Investor news breaks: Standard Lithium Ltd., NYSE American, SLI. Joint venture files definitive feasibility study for Southwest Arkansas Lithium Project. Standard Lithium Ltd., SLI, announced that its joint venture, Smackover Lithium, has filed the definitive feasibility study for the Southwest Arkansas project, projecting annual production of 22,500 tons of battery-grade lithium carbonate over a 20-year life. The study reveals a 20.2% unlevered pre-tax IRR, average operating costs of $4,516 per ton, and total capital expenditures of $1.45 billion. The project, set to be the first commercial direct lithium extraction operation in the U.S., is expected to start construction in 2026 after a final investment decision, with initial production slated for 2028. U.S. EV industry transforms as expired incentives become new reality. After years of supporting American electric vehicles, federal tax credits purchases ended on October 1st and eliminated tax incentives for both new and used electric cars. Although buyers rushed to complete purchases before the deadline and created a temporary sales surge, the U.S. electric vehicle market is facing demand uncertainty now that the subsidies that allowed costly EVs to be price competitive with gas-powered cars are no more. All eyes will now be on other EV startups like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ BINI, to assess how they are responding to a changed market.
Naturally Amish plans to open new sustainable living store in Angola, Indiana, and bring ethical and eco-friendly products to the heartland. Naturally Amish, a leader in eco-conscious products, is opening a new store in Angola, Indiana. The store will offer sustainable home goods, Amish products, and ethically made beef. This marks a significant step for Naturally Amish as it expands to a physical retail presence. The company plans to open a second location in the spring of 2026 to meet growing demand. To celebrate the opening, Naturally Amish will host a launch event with product giveaways and sustainability workshops. The company will donate 10% of launch weekend proceeds to Dove's Nest Unlimited, a nonprofit supporting environmental education in Indiana. Additionally, Simulated Environment Concepts has been engaged to manage daily operations. CEO Noah Wagler recently discussed the brand's future on a podcast, highlighting direct-to-consumer beef sales and innovative technologies. For more information, visit naturallyamish.org.
Global clean energy generation now exceeds coal energy. Global clean energy generation now exceeds coal energy, as wind and solar farms generated more electricity than coal plants in the first half of 2025. Renewable energy surpassed coal globally for the first time, with entities like PowerBank Corporation having an opportunity to leverage the growing adoption of renewables. Climate research organization Ember reported that renewables outpaced worldwide electricity demand growth, leading to small declines in coal and gas consumption. Green Energy Stocks, a specialized communications platform, focuses on companies shaping the future of the green economy, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. To receive SMS alerts from Green Energy Stocks, text GREEN to 888-902-4192, U.S. mobile phones only. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.